exclusive. You make claims about God that many other people on the planet cannot stomach. You confess, as God's word has taught you, that God is far more complex than simple human beings can comprehend. You confess one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity. You do not acknowledge the false God of the Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, or Hindus, nor the false God of the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witness, all of whom would not be able to confess the blessed Athanasian Creed, which each of you just did. As you have been taught through God's Holy Scripture and as you have been baptized, you confess the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to be the only true God. And you will hear two more confirm their baptismal confession in just a few minutes after God's proclaimed word. You do this in spite of the world's mockery and hatred, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For this is the Catholic faith, universally held by the Church, the one true faith, as our small catechism words it. And as such, you are compelled by the Christian truth to confess the Trinity. You are prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are many gods. But what makes you most hated of all is that you dare to confess before God and one another. Whoever desires to be saved must hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will, without doubt, perish eternally. Some look upon this confession as a way for you to condemn non-believers and gloat over the true and saving faith, which you, by the grace of God, have been brought to believe faithfully and firmly. But condemning non-believers and gloating over the true and saving faith is not what it allows you to do. By the grace of God, repent and believe. You confess with the blessed Lord Himself, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You do not confess this one true faith to condemn people, but rather you confess it that they might be saved. God creates fishers of men, pastors who utilize God's word and sacraments, and He snatches people up through the net of salvation. His gospel truth brings you to love your neighbor, so that you should not desire people to be condemned. As the Lord Himself says, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. You confess to that which is true, not to berate those who do not believe, but to clarify what is taught in God's word. To deny His truth is as deadly as fooling oneself that the train bearing down on you as you lie on the tracks is only an illusion. to move. So he warned them and pleaded for them to confess the truth with you and be saved. This is not easy. We live in an age of human triumph. Just look around at the technological marvels. Look at what you can do as one people, far more than what your ancestors at the Tower of Babel could do with bricks and mortar. Your temptation, or the temptation of your old Adam, the world and the devil, and the burden is that you see your human triumphs as signs of your own glory. And instead, singing the praises of God, who created a universe that is just somewhat comprehensible by you. For as much as there are hard things to grasp, as much as electrons and DNA and the speed of light are things that human beings might understand, God is not in that category. What you know about God is what he wants you to know and reveals to you through his holy scripture. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, proclaims St. Paul. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? My friend, theology is not technology. And confession of divine truth cannot be discerned by logic. Those who expect God to make sense according to their small human minds and limited reason will mock your humble confession of the one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity. They will scoff and belittle your confession of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is at the same time both God and man. And yet, this is the overwhelming revelation of God himself in his Holy Scripture. The Catholic and saving faith confessed by centuries of Christians, many of whom were not merely mocked, but were executed for holding this faith and refusing to compromise with those who denied it. Make no mistake, dear friends, those who deny the Trinity and the incarnation of our Lord would gladly send you to the lions and claim that they are doing a service to God. Our Lord has said so himself. And yet, God brings you to confess his truth right in the very jaws of them who want to devour you. And he brings you to do so out of love for them, that they would be brought by God just as you were, to repent and believe and join you in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, having eternal life through the free and boundless gift of the gospel. Jesus took on human flesh to save the world, having been lifted up, that whosoever believes in him would have eternal life. He's instructed you that this belief is bundled with being born again of water and the Spirit. And it was the Lord himself who would charge the church and her pastors to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are not three names, but one name into which you are baptized. Even as there are not three eternals, three uncreated, or three infinites, but only one, Almighty. stand around demanding a logical answer as to why God was praised as holy three times. Instead, he was brought to confess his sin, his inadequacy, and his unworthiness. And while assuming a posture of humiliation and adoration, the angel placed the holy element from the altar onto his tongue while pronouncing that this was indeed done for the forgiveness of sins. Isaiah did not force God to fit into the mold of his own small mind. He did not ask how a physical element placed into his mouth could remove guilt and atone for sin, but rather he simply received the mystery. He received the gift, being brought to believe, inheriting eternal life, joining in on the ancient and eternal liturgy of the church, the common worship partaken of in unity by saints in heaven and on earth, by angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, singing the praises of the most holy Trinity. Take heart, dear Christians, the Lord has not come to give you a complex theology to master, but rather a simple faith that receives and confesses. Getting to know and stand up for the various doctrines of God certainly has its place, and God will bring that about as ongoing catechesis continues to be received. But salvation does not rest upon your understanding the mysteries of God. Just as a child does not have to understand the complexities of DNA and the mechanics of genetics to place his trust in his loving parents, neither are you bound to fully understand the unsearchable and inscrutable God. Rather, you hear his word and are brought to receive what he has to give. You are baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity, forgiven by the Father for the sake of the Son, and quickened by the Holy Spirit. You receive holy absolution and the Lord's Supper, forgiveness of sins, over and over, in the one true faith confessed by the one true church. You respond with joy to the good news of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. You taste and see that the Lord is good, and you sing, even unto eternity, that his mercy endureth forever. For from him, and through him, and to him are all good things. To him be glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.